בתייף לתקיע בצד ימין, אם אפשר לתקיע. So it is good to blow with the on the side, the right side of the mouth. In other words, you should put the shofar in the right side of the mouth, not in the left side of the mouth. Why? So the Modern Avraham says, because it's mentioned in Yev, V'asoton imed al yimine litziknoi, the sotan was standing on the right side. So, since the purpose of Kriya Shofar is to counteract the kshitruk of the sotan, so mele we have to put the shofar on the right side of the mouth. Of course, this is not to be understood literally. I mean, the sotan imed al yimine litziknoi, and what does it mean? I mean, the purpose of Kriya Shofar is to counteract the kitzvuk of the sotan. But the sotan, as Chazal say, who are sotan, who are yitzhara, who are sotan, who malach hamodes. The sotan is symbolic of the evil inclinations in man. And this is the basic destructive force in human behavior. The evil inclinations, the animal instincts that make him run counter to all the moral principles of the Torah. So that's the sotan. Now the sotan is emet al yimin litziknoi. Yimin represents that which is regular. Smoil represents that which is irregular, which is unusual. A person writes with the right hand, but if something happens to the right hand, so then under extraordinary circumstances he will write to the left hand. So unfortunately, I mean that was the rotten abeyai, so you cannot say unfortunately. So the evil inclinations are that operate within the human side are the regular thing. It's not the sotan doesn't operate only at leitim tkufes. He operates constantly. So mele, the shofar symbolizes the obligation that is incumbent upon human beings to wake up from the spiritual coma. So afropish, the Rambam says, afropish et kis ha-shofar, there's a kosuk, we come up from remes yesh bidavo. So in other words, we have to be spiritually awake and not to sink in a spiritual and moral slumber. So that's why it has to be on the right side of the mouth to symbolize that this is something we have to be on guard every minute of the day and every minute of the night. It's in Ruchemes Hayetza. This is what the Modern Avraham means. Now, the Bir Aloche mentions in the name of Rabbi Asimche, the El Sameach, that actually it's a posik in Sheftim in connection with Muhammad Gidein. So there it says, at the time of Muhammad there was also a chiyuv of blowing the shofar and blowing the chatzitzri, the trumpet, and the Gemara learns out Sheikh Yashifan Rosh Hashanah, Pamti Yashifan Muhammad. So there the posik says, Vayarziku biyatzmeilom bilapidim uviyad yiminom hasheifres liskeya. So he says, uviyad yiminom. וכן יפך השיפה למיילו שנאמר אולו אלקים בישרו. So in other words, he has to keep the שיפה raised, not sideways, but it has to be kept raised. So, and on top. So why? Because it says אולו אלקים בישרו. Of course, this also has symbolic significance. Now I would like to discuss the mitzvah of shofar. Now a shofar, as I mentioned before, Rabbi Avuya instituted the practice of blowing three tashats, three tarats. Why? Because the topic arose as what true of the Torah represents, whether it's nuchegon, tashat, luli or tarat, of Nuchegon, if you rule your together, Sascha. Now, there is a tshuva from Rabbi Goyen, and in which he wrote, it does not mean that the Chachomim and the Sofim, what the Torah has referenced, that all shofar is a mitzvah that has to be blown every year by each and every Jew. So how could there be Sofi Tamim? How could the Sofi develop in the course of the years as something that was very relevant? But the Torah says, Yein Tro, Yein Yibobo, it's a sound expressive of breath. And there are all kinds of sounds of breath. Nuchagonas, Lurayolas, Nuchagonas, Lurayolas, together. So neither I say, either one is easy, but the Ominogis are looking in Jewish communities. So Rabbi Avuya introduced all the three in order to introduce uniformity in the Seder HaTkiyas of Klal Yisrael. But neither I say, each one is good. Yilule Yolil, Gnuchagonich, or Gnuchagonich and Yilule Yolil together. Now, and the posit Yein Zichrin Tuoch in Emea. So Rashi says, what it means Yein Zichrin Tuoch? Yein Zichrin Tuoch means that we have to say the Brocher Zichrines, which are commemorated of the Akeide, and Kia Shofar is also commemorated of the Akeidah Sitra. Now the Ramban raises his masik on the Rashi, because from Rashi it appears that in the Raise we are mechuyev to say the Brocha of the Chen. So he asks the Kashe, how can the Ramban say that in the Raise we are mechuyev to say the Brocha of the Chenes, when the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah that if there are two towns, in one town they say the Broches, the tfiles, but they don't blow the shofar. In another town they blow the shofar, they don't recite the Broches. So if Mechuyev to go to the town where they blow the shofar, even though he will not say the tfiles of Malchias, the Chenias, the Sheifrias, and because Kia Shofar is Midaraise, and the Broches of Malchi is Cheni Yesheitreyes, even though the more learns out from the Tzukin, but that's only an Asmachti. But Rashi says that Midaraise, and then the Ramban asks against Rashi, if Rashi Shiti is that it is Midaraise, not Asmachti, so the more learns out from the Tzukin, not only that the Psukim of the Chaynes, we are mechuyev to say, the Psukim of Malchias is, we are also mechuyev to say, V'niskartem l'tneivichem k'ani adishem elikeichem. So we are mechuyev to say the Psukim of Malchias also, and the Psukim of Sheifrias also. Why does Rashi emphasize only the Psukim of the Chaynes, the Psukim of the Chaynes of Akedas Yitro? So he says another pshat in Zichrin Tuor. Zichrin Tuor doesn't mean that we have to recite the psukim of Akedas Yitzchor, but it means that through the Kia Shefer we will arouse the Ribbono Shel Olam's remembering us, whatever. That's how the Ramban says. But Rashi Shiti is that saying the tefillahs, the broches, malchus, the chenes, sheifrias, is the right. And in respect to the kashe by the Ramban, the Gemara says at the end of the Rosh Hashanah, shnei ayoreis, in one ayoro, they daven, they say the broches, but they don't blow. In another ayoro, they blow, but they don't say the broches. You should go to the town where they blow the shofar, even though he will not be able to the broches, because the broches is only the Rabbonon. How does Rashi say it in the Raise? So there is a very simple teret. Rashi Shiti is that saying of the broches is in the Raise. And Rashi, every time the Gemara mentions Kiyo, Torah, Kiyo, Rashi emphasizes Malchi is the Chayim Yesheitvayim. So Midaraisi we are mechuyev not only to blow the shofar, but also to blow the shofar al Sidra Broches. And if you blow the shofar not al Sidra Broches, he'll only have the partial tefillin. He will not fulfill the mitzvah deraisa completely. But deraisa, there is a tefillin in saying the brachas only if it is coupled with the ashefa. But just to say the brachas by themselves, not being coupled with the ashefa, there is no mitzvah deraisa. So the Gemara says, if in one town they blow the shofar and they don't say the brachas, so mele, there he can be mitayin part of the mitzvah hafa. In the other town, they say the bracha, they don't blow the shofar. Midarai say he cannot have any kiyum, only a kiyum mitzvah mirabaron, so he has to go to the town where they blow the shofar, so he'll have a partial kiyum of the deraisa, rather than go to the town where they say the brachas and they don't blow the shofar. So saying the brachas midarai not coupled with kiyah shofar, not. So then is no kima mitzvah. That's Rashi Shiti. Now, in respect to the mitzvah of shofar, so we have halacha that it is kiyo truot kiyo, three times kiyo truot kiyo. So the mitziv in his perush hamigdovo and the psukim in the mayor, so he says, actually the Torah says, the Torah doesn't say yoin tkiot yelochem, but yoin tro yelochem, and zichrin tro, not zichrin tkiot. Tro is expressive of grief. Tkiot is an unbroken sound, is expressive of joy. Now the Torah says in Baal Yisro, So the Torah says, "Usikatem b'chatzisrim." So that's true. How is it that on Yom Simchaschem of Madeichem we have to blow shofar in Beis Hamikdash, and Kisovim Ulchom Barzeichem we have to blow shofar? So in connection of Ulchom Barzeichem, which is time of trouble, so the Torah uses the Loshna Reisem, and when it's a time of joy, of celebration, so of happiness, then the Torah says, "Uskatem b'chatzisrim." So the Nesid explains it very simply, because tkio is an unbroken sound, and that represents contentment, joy, happiness, prosperity. And tru'o is a broken sound, so it represents frustration, trouble, suffering, grief. Now, and Rosh Hashanah the Torah says Yoin Tru'a Yelachem, not Yoin Tkiya Yelachem, because the purpose of the Tkiya Shofar is to arouse ourselves. We shouldn't be contented with our spiritual status. It's true, Izeu Osher HaSameya B'Chelke, that's only on a material level. A person should be happy with his lot, even if he's not rich, he scarcely makes a living, he has to be happy. But Chas V'Sholem, that the person should be complacent and be happy with his spiritual status, that's the source of all evil, complacency on a spiritual and moral level. A person should never feel complacent. A person should feel that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. The Braise in Misachas Nida says, and this braise is the pivot around which the whole Sefer HaTanya by Rav Shneur Zalman revolves. So the braise in Misachas Nida says that when child is born, so then Mashbina say, Tehei tzadik val tehei roshe, v'afilu im kolo imri meinu alecho sh'ato tzadik, tehei b'ini atzmecho kilo ato roshe. I mean, this on the surface seems to contradict the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, al tehei roshe b'fnei atzmecho. So Rav Shneur Zalman discusses it in the Sefer Hatanya, which is also called Sefer Beinoni, because he doesn't mean Rosho here, Batul Kolo Ilo Meimrim Alecho She'ato Tzadik Tei Beinecho Kila'ato Rosho. In other words, somebody is a Chofetz Chaim, and the whole world recognizes him as a Chofetz Chaim, so the Chofetz Chaim is mechuyev to consider himself that he is a Rosho. I mean, that's inconceivable. But it means, Rosho means guilty. In other words, even though everybody says he's a tzaddik, and he knows himself, the Chofetz Chaim knew that he was in Darbid in Mitzvahs, but he should always feel, and the Chofetz Chaim always felt, he was never complacent, he was never happy, contented with his spiritual status, he always felt that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. So this is what the Bright Saint Mitzvahs Mir says, Tei tzaddik val tei roshe, v'afil kol ha'ilamenu alecho shato tzaddik, tei bein atzmicho kilato roshe. A person should not feel complacent, chas v'sholem. There's the source of all crime and sin, complacency. So he has to feel that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him, no matter how good he is, but he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. So this is the purpose of Tia Shofar. True, to arouse grief, to arouse a feeling of sadness over our own inadequacies, over our own failure to do what is expected of us.
That concludes side one. To continue, please turn the cassette over.
But every tzruach has to be preceded by tkiyah and has to be followed by a tkiyah. Why? Because a person has to know that while he has to do tshuva, but he shouldn't chas v'sholem sink in a depression and feel, what's the use? I'm lost anyway. I cannot go back, chas v'sholem. This is a terrible norm, a terrible feeling. I'm lost, it's hopeless. No one is lost, no matter how wicked a person has been. But there is always the possibility to return unto the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he has to be determined to mend his behavior pattern. So Mimele, while he is mechuyev to arouse feelings of sadness and grief over his inadequacies and over his failures to adhere to the Mao law that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam instituted in the world. So, but he's not lost. He's the master over his own spiritual destiny. And if he's determined and he acts with determination and resoluteness, then he is able to affect that everything will be good. And as long as he is able to affect that his life should be joyous and happy, so in the end, so all is well that ends well. So that's why the Torah requires, you're in tour, you have to blow the shofar, and you have to blow a tour, indicating the grief that has to overtake us over our inadequacies and over our failure, and because the grief that has to overtake us for our sins. But at the same time, it has to be preceded by tkiyah, symbolizing the concept that Elikim also is Odom Yosho. A person shouldn't think he commits sins, well, that's human nature to be sinful, chas v'sholem. We don't believe in the concept of original sin, that a person is basically evil, chas v'sholem. This is the doctrine and the concept that prevails among the Mishaelom. But we believe in the doctrine of original virtue, not original sin. We say every day, Elikayim shomor shenusato b'teiroi. Every person is born pure and sacred. But then, through his contact with the environment and his intermingling with the members of society, he becomes contaminated. So, but originally, he comes into the world pure and virtuous. So the tour represents the transient temporary status of man, which is one of grief, but the original status of man is one of virtue. So it is Kiyor Lifaneo and Kiyor Lachel, and it will act with determination and character. So then we can finalize our life also with an Elam Shekuli Teiv and an Elam Shekuli Orech. Oh, this is the symbolic significance of Kiyor Tzruot Kiyor. And this, according to Rashi, has to be coupled to the broches of Malchias, Sichrenias, and Cheitrias. Now, the Ramban is the Kashe, but this is only the Rabbanon, so we said, it's only the Rabbanon if it is by itself, but if it is, goes hand in hand with the Ptir Shofar, then it is Midraise. And then the Ramban is the other Kashe against Rashi. If Rashi Shite is, it's not an Asmachte. Why does he emphasize only the Broch of Zichrenius, the Psukim referring to the Akedas Yitzchok? Why doesn't he mention Malchias and Chephrius? The answer is just as in regard to the sounding of the Kol Shofar. So the Torah says Yom Truo. That means that the basic thing is the sound of grief. Indicate, because we have to be aroused with grief over our own sins, over our own guilt, over our own inadequacies, and over our own failure to comply with the precepts of the Torah. But it has to be preceded by Tkio, which is symbolic of joy and happiness, and it has to be followed by Tkio, because we are not supposed, Chas V'Sholem, to sink in a depression. When we do tshuva, we should not, Chas V'Sholem, sink in a depression, but we should feel that it's never too late, and we can mend our ways, we can change our status, and we can change everything into a Neilam Shekuli Teiv. So, here too, the basic tefillah is the broche of Zichrenius. In other words, what does the broche of Zichrenius represent? It represents the concept of being dedicated to the mandate of Mesiras Nefesh. Akedas Yitzchok is the source, the inspiring source that enabled the Jews throughout the ages to be Mesiras Nefesh themselves. But one should not think that Mesiras Nefesh is the only thing. It has to be coupled with Malchias, and Malchias means to be Mamlich, the Ribbono Shel Olam, upon us. In other words, we have to appoint the Ribbono Shel Olam as our king. What does a king represent? A king represents an organized, coordinated order. When we are Mamlich the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we say that we have to lead a life that is in conformity to the coordinated, organized moral order that was instituted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Klal Yisrael. And then the Brocha of Shefres represents the concept of Kiyor Tzruot Kiyor. In other words, that in spite of all the tough, in spite of all the suffering, in spite of all the problems and frustrations that overtake man, but it is within the power of man to change everything into good. In spite of the fact there is so much Tzruot overtaking us, but the Tzruot is preceded by Kiyor. And it can be followed by it here. It's up to us. We are the masters of our own destiny on a spiritual and moral level. And the Umis Eilam had an expression, mind over matter. It is expressive of a very basic truth, mind over matter. But in order to be mind, so it has to have all the characteristics of mind. You know, mind is the mind is the source of consciousness. So that's the brocha of Zichreinus. What does the brocha of Zichreinus represent? The Rebbeinu Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaMishkoches. So, of course, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaMishkoches. So how does it affect us? The Rebbeinu Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaMishkoches. So what? What does it mean to us? If the Rebbeinu Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaMishkoches, so, and we are mechuyev to emulate the attributes of the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Halachta B'drochov, so we too have to be Zeicher Kol HaMishkoches. We have to be spiritually and morally conscious. If we abandon the Torah, then we are sinking in a spiritual and moral coma. So the Brocha of Zichreinus symbolizes the concept that we have to regain our spiritual and moral consciousness. The Brocha of Malchias represents the concept that we have to lead a morally coordinated life, that our behavior pattern has to conform to a certain order, moral order, that was promulgated by the Rebbeinu Shalom first. That's the brocha of Malchias and the brocha of Sheifres. Sheifres of Tio Trua Tio represents the idea that in spite of all the trouble and all the suffering, so still the world's immense existence in its entirety, sometimes we can't understand it, but this is what it is. Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Oso B'Niteiv Mi'eid. In final analysis, in spite of all the troubles, in spite of all the sicknesses, and all the frustrations, and all the problems that overtake every human being, Jew or Gentile alike, but in final analysis, the Vayar Elokim Eskol Asher Oso B'Niteiv Mi'eid. That's the brocha of Sheifres. So in other words, Rosh Hashanah doesn't only mean the first day of the year, it means the mind of the year. So on Rosh Hashanah, being before Rosh Hashanah, we have to implement our mind so that it will have all the characteristics of the mind. The mind is the source of consciousness. That's the brocha of Zichreinus. We have to regain our spiritual and moral consciousness. The mind is the coordinating factor in the human organism. So our lives have to be coordinated in accordance with the moral order introduced by the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the mind, in order to function, has to be on guard not to sink in a depression. If a person sinks in a depression, then he becomes like a vegetable. So that's the brocha of Sheifres. And this is the message of the mitzvah of Sheifres, and the message of the brochas of Malchias, Zichreinus, and Sheifres.